This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You gave me two things that are very good to enjoy tonight. One of them is the Mets are playing, and the other one is the sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees. Well, I did both of them. I put every channel on, and there's no Mets. Then I went outside. It was cold. So I want to thank you. That's it. Bye-bye.
That was Zachary Lewis, the father of Matthew Lewis. My dorm roommate in college in Oneonta, New York in 1974. And great parents. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, a real estate agent and a relocation specialist from Spain, Berkshire Hathaway Relocation Director Stacy Viva, will join me in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, went back to 2010, we're towards the end of the year, week 50, for the week ending December 15th, 2023. And I also took a look at days on market, the median days on market, how that has evolved, and also the short sales and the REOs. Bank-owned properties, remember those? They pretty much off the radar. Bit of tidbit, 1953, the U.S. population, 12% owned houses. In 2023, 17% owns houses. It's kind of a surprise. December 18th, 2023, today in history, slavery abolished. Need a cough drop? Slavery abolished in the United States on December 18th, 1865. December 18th, 1966, TV special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And also on December 18th, who would have thought that these following people shared the December 18th birthday? 1963, Brad Pitt. 1946, Steven Spielberg. 1943, Keith Richards. And 1886, Ty Cobb. So happy birthday, belated, for those of you who are alive. Thank you. Okay. Remember, I don't know when you listen to the program, but if it's available Saturday morning at 10 on KTMS, AM 990, FM 97.9, you can listen then or listen whenever you can. Also, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. So year-to-date number of sales, as we've been tracking, the lowest, going back to 2010 and looking at 2005, 6, and 7, 671 sales year-to-date. Last year's 879 wasn't much better than the three lowest years I'm looking at. In 2010, it was 829. In 2007, it was 833. In 2006, it was 842. The number of sales for the first 50 weeks from Carpinteria to Goleta, single-family residences only. So 879 was low. In the modern era, you know, it just was nuts. But 671 is beyond low, so that's a lot of... Now, median price, $225,000 year-to-date. Last year, year-to-date, $2,215,000. And the year before that, $1,980,000 in 2021. And then going back, $1,006,000, $1,003,000, $1,250,000. You go back to the heyday years, the... 2005, 6, and 7, median price year-to-date for the first 50 weeks was $1,270,000, $1,200,000, $1,260,000. So today, $2,225,000. So what about short sales and REOs? Short sale is when someone has to sell, they can't make their payments, and they owe more than the property is worth. Year-to-date, single-family, one short sale. Bank-owned, none. Last year at this time, one short sale. Bank-owned, three. 2021, short sale, none. Bank-owned, one. And going back, 2020, you know, the numbers were 4 and 3 and 1 and 8 and 2 and 10 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 11. Going back to 2014... you had 10 short sales and 15 bank-owned REOs, 2014. But the real numbers were back in 2011, or the highest, 2012, 186 short sales and 141 bank-owned properties. That's a total of 327 distressed properties, which represented 27% of all the sales. More than one out of every four sales in 2012 for the first 50 weeks was either a bank-owned foreclosed property called REO, real estate-owned, or a short sale. In 2011, it was 27% the number of sales. In 2010, it was 22% the number of sales. But in 2013, it dropped from 27% for 2 years in a row to 9.5% in 2013. In 2014, it was 2.5%. And moving forward, 2.8%. And then in 2016, 2017, it was 1.5%. Then I just stopped because it was just so low. And today, you know, with a total of four this year and one last year and seven in 2020 and nine in 2019, it just wasn't even worth doing the math. So they are have been non-existent as an impact. So medium price strong, $2,225,000. We might end up at that point for the end of the year. And let's see. Inventory, 148 listings on the market right now, as of the week ending December 15th, 2023. 148. Last year at this time, 108. And the year before that, 104. Year before that, 173. But historically, you know, going back, it was in the 300s and the 200s. In the 400s back in 2012, when I just mentioned that that's when 27% of the sales were short sales or bank-owned, you had 411 properties on the market, not in escrow. And so for several years, going back to 08, we had in the 400s plus on the market, not in escrow. And today, 148, last year, 108, and the year before that, 104. So inventory clearly historically low, a little bit better than last year. And, you know, we're still making sales. Sold 12 sales last week. Year to date, averaging 13.42 sales, which, again, historically low. And finally, last week I mentioned an innovative real estate agent who had pictures of the house up on Painted Cave Road with snow on them. And he kind of started off with, hey, it's Christmas time. And I didn't get it, but that's what he meant. And I went back and I looked and he changed it. And I thought, oh, someone complained. So I emailed him and he said, no, nobody complained. He just wanted to mix it up and change the verbiage. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Out of town broker. Nice guy. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk with a real estate agent from Spain. She's the Berkshire Hathaway Relocation Director. And you're going to find out what you need to do and why you might want to buy a house in Spain and what the story is with prices and lifestyle. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.